Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome along to the show tonight.
Oh, big news tonight, Dom. We are trying to set a radio world first by broadcasting live from a roundabout.
Yep.
Obviously, all the other radio world firsts are taken. We have to do the roundabout.
It's the last thing left. It's like when you go to a buffet or something and there's only one platter of food left. It's the last thing left on the table.
But boy, won't it be great when you guys hear a live radio show from a traffic island. Wow.
You had an update for us on that tonight? Or what's going on?
We've got a letter from the lawyers
of
the radio station.
Oh, no.
And I assume it's like, I heard the idea. It sounds great. Go ahead with it.
Well, we've been worried all week about the legalities of broadcasting from roundabout. Are you obscuring vision? Is there the danger of like an accident? What are the legal ramifications of this?
I haven't opened the letter yet. We'll do that a little later on.
Sure.
But okay. I'm confident. It's just go ahead, guys. We've checked it out and it's a green flag. We will have to open it and have a look.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We think that you could join the Australian soccer team.
That's right.
Obviously, they're playing in the World Cup at the moment. We've been watching the World Cup, Dom. It seems like you need to be good at one thing to be able to play soccer, and it's not playing soccer.
It's not playing soccer. Actually, that's like, if they were doing a job advertisement, that might be the third or fourth skill.
Yeah.
Like, it's an optional skill to have.
I was watching last night at like 2 a.m,
yeah.
Saudi Arabia versus, who do they verse? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Another team.
Yeah.
The amount of fake injuries, of diving that happens in soccer / football is insane.
Can I just say, some people say sports fans aren't cultured, but you could almost say that watching a World Cup game is a trip to the theatre.
Yeah, it's a performance, that's for sure.
There's certainly a performance going on, and it's given us an idea, Zach, because obviously we all want to see Australia, you know, go far in the World Cup.
Of course.
It's good for our national pride. Now, we're not going to be able to win it on soccer talent, probably.
What we need is the world's best fakers.
That's it.
We need people who are good at faking illness, faking injuries,
yeah.
because that's apparently how you win football. That's how you get the World Cup into your country.
That's it.
By putting 11 people out on the field who are the best at faking injuries, illness, sickness, whatever.
So look, 13-10-60, if you faked injury, illness, anything to get out of something in a, you know, in a specific moment that you think would qualify you for the Australian World Cup team.
Because really, that's training.
That's training.
If you've pretended to be sick before so you didn't have to go to a social event, we'll put you in the team.
Maybe to get out of work, miss a wedding, whatever it might be, Zach. If you've done this before, we can get you on a plane straight into Russia.
Miss a wedding? Do you mean the people getting married?
No, I mean, a guest at the wedding.
You don't want to go, so you fake sick.
Yeah, I think, I reckon.
I think if the bride or groom were sick, I think they'd just reschedule. I don't think they'd be like, okay, well, the wedding's off.
We're calling it off, honey. I've got a sniffle. I don't think that's going to happen. Zach, well, I'd like to put my name forward for the Australian World Cup squad, if you're happy to take my application.
Have you faked an illness before?
Well, I worked at Coles very briefly when I was just out of high school, Zach. I did 3 weeks at Coles.
Hard effort.
Stint on the checkouts, you know, it grew my character, I think. Anyway, I was hating it 2.5 weeks in, as anyone who's done checkout work, I think, probably knows the feeling. So I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to call in sick. Yeah. So I call up and I reckon I pulled off one of the all-time great performances and said I had a stomach bug that had hit and I just was feeling awful.
He's throwing some coughs in there, a bit of spluttering.
I said I hadn't left my bed for the past 3 days.
Well, that was true, but not because you're sick.
That's it. And I said, I'm not going to be able to make it. And anyway, they bought it. The manager, really caring, compassionate, understanding. The issue was I went to the movies later that night and ran into her, the manager at the movies, and she said, Dom? And I was like, I'm feeling so much better. It's miraculous. So look, I'm pretty sure that effort should get me in the World Cup squad.
I'll put your name down.
Thank you. Because I reckon
you might be on the extended squad. You're not on the run-on team yet.
I can cop that.
We're looking for the country's best fakers. Have you ever faked illness, an injury to get out of something? Give us a call. 13-10-60. Bailey in Toowoomba. When have you faked an illness?
So I was in Canada about probably 6 months ago, and I just gotten a job at a golf course, and I was meant to start working there myself and start doing the early mornings. Anyway, it was my first morning, and that night it was a going away party, so I was like, oh, I'll just go ahead and have a few. I ended up getting completely smashed, went home, passed out, turned my phone on silent, knowing that he would call me the next morning, and he messaged me and said, where are you? And it was like, you're fired.
So hang on, did you say you were sick?
Nah, he messaged me and said, where are you? And then because I had my phone on silent, I passed out. He then messaged me again and said, I'm now having to work. Yeah. You're not coming in. And I text back and said, sorry, man, I was asleep.
Yep. Okay, well, I'll be honest. I don't know if Bailey faked.
I think the the problem with putting Bailey into the soccer team is he might get so excited, he'll have a big night.
Well, that's it.
And he'll sleep through the game.
Like, I mean, if Bailey, all Bailey had to do was say, sorry, not feeling well, not coming in, and he'd be in the squad. But I'm going to make a contentious call.
Look at the coach here. Look at the coach here. Zach, the coach of faking illnesses, Zach, is giving Bailey a few tips.
If we are any chance of winning the World Cup, we need the best fakers. I'm not having any scragglers on this team.
We have Laura in Melbourne. What did you do, Laura?
I had to call in sick. I just recently broke up with my boyfriend.
Mm.
Well, that's a type of illness. Sickness.
Pardon?
That's a type of sickness. A broken heart.
A broken heart, exactly. So I thought that was a fair enough reason to call in sick. Luckily, I didn't know the lady who had answered the phone because we have different people who work.
Right, so you just called up work and said, can't come in today, just feeling sick. And they let you off.
It was at night time, and I just called like about half an hour for my shift.
Oh, that's
good. I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling really well. Yep.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations, Laura. You're on the squad. What I admire about Laura's performance there, Zach, was the short turnaround.
Yeah.
She only had half an hour. That's under pressure.
It's easy if you've got 24 hours, and anyone who works in an office will know, because what you do about 4 o'clock the day before is start coughing.
That's it.
You're laying the groundwork
for
people to go like, oh, geez, yeah. When Dom calls in sick the next day and they ask around, you hear like, yeah, I think I heard him coughing at 4 o'clock yesterday.
Saw some strepsils on his desk. It's all about strategic stuff. Laura had to do that under pressure, though, so that's good. You're in the squad, Laura. We've got Anna in Brisbane. Anna, why do you think you qualify as one of the best fakers?
I called in sick one night to work because I went to the pub and got really drunk, and I knew I wasn't going to be okay for my 5:30 shift in the morning. So I called in sick and told them I had a stomach bug, but while on the phone, I actually had a drunk vomit. So it was exceptionally real.
Was that intentional, Anna, or was that totally coincidental?
It was by no means intentional, but I feel like it definitely added to the story.
It definitely did.
Well, you know what, Anna? Not only are you on the squad, you're the captain. Get you on a plane, get over to Russia, win us the World Cup.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google History.
Dom, you can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google search history. You don't know what we found. You don't know what we're going to read out. But what you do need to do is explain why you searched the weird and wonderful things that you did.
What do you got tonight, Zach?
The first search came from Wednesday at 2:42 p.m. Can you move into a retirement home when you are young? hanging up, checking out of the rat race early, are you? You go, I've done 24 years, I'm ready to retire.
There's a retirement home, like a village I drive past on my way to and from the radio station. And every time I drive past, there's like, pensioners out the front, maybe throwing a frisbee. I've never seen them throw a frisbee. Maybe they're sitting out there reading, having a picnic, whatever. There's a big chessboard. They look like they're having the best time,
Zach.
You see
Bill and Gary rolling down a bowling ball down the lawn bowls.
Meredith
think,
is
how
sunbathing.
Do I get out there?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it looks like a great place to live. It's like being on school camp permanently.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, how fun's that?
Well, why would you want to live in that situation?
I'm just saying it'd be a really fun place to live, and I reckon you'd always feel young. It'd keep you young.
What, you think if you as a 24-year-old was hanging out with pensioners, that would make you feel young?
Well, some people do like the whole, geez, look how old I'm getting, right? But if you moved into a retirement village, you'd feel pretty young pretty quickly, I reckon.
No, you can't live there.
No, 65 and over, apparently. They're quite strict about it. Do you know that?
Yeah.
That surprised me.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Well, but they want to be with other pensioners. They don't want to be with 24-year-olds because you might throw a party that might disrupt the whole village.
Put me in there now, though, and I'll get a 50-year head start on bingo. And by the time all the other people my age become pensioners, good luck getting this one, Beryl. It'll be me.
The next thing you Googled is kind of similar.
Oh, dear.
Tuesday at 2:26 p.m. How to join an orchestra. I mean, you'll be the talk of the retirement village if you come in with your bassoon. Who's the new bassoon player?
Well, my brother took me to the orchestra recently, an orchestra performance. I loved it. It was really good. Have you been to the orchestra before?
No.
Never before? It was my first time. Really good stuff. They're good.
You can't They're play talented. An instrument.
Well, I'm okay on drums. I'm thinking. And I've seen they had like the percussionists at the back. Hmm. Now, I don't want to cause an outrage by saying percussionists aren't as talented as the other musicians.
Okay. This is going to expose your ignorance,
but
go on.
I'm just saying, there was one guy who just like, I'm pretty sure he hit one particular drum like 10 times throughout the night. And as far as I could tell, that's all he did in the whole orchestra. I could do
no,
that.
I don't think that he was for his job forever.
What do you mean?
Well, I think percussion can play any percussion or at least a few instruments. Well, and yeah. I don't imagine that every performance, he just does the one where you hit the drum once throughout the evening.
Well, sub me in for that one at least. Do you know what I mean? If that's all it takes, I can join an orchestra.
But it's not all it takes. That's what I'm saying.
13, 10, 60 if you run an orchestra and you want to recruit me with no musical ability. But I can get in there. I can certainly hit a drum 10 times. I can do that.
The last thing you Googled, Dom, was Wednesday at 9:25 p.m. Could hot air balloons be used for public transport?
I mean, I'll be honest.
There's so many problems
I'll
with this.
I'll be honest. A little part of me is mad that you've read this one out because I didn't want this going public yet. I thought this is a great idea.
Okay, what about a vehicle that you can't control where it goes, can only fit a handful of people, and is extremely reliant on calm conditions and the right atmosphere? What about that screams mass transport?
I was stuck in peak hour traffic, I think, or at least I had been recently. And I was thinking, imagine if you could offer a service, $10 a head. Yeah. I don't know if that would cover the costs. Haven't worked that bit through. But if you could offer a service where you can just glide over the traffic.
But you can't control hot air balloons.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they just go with the wind.
It would work
more.
You
could only go in one direction.
It would work more for people of a nomadic lifestyle who don't care where they end up.
So really, it's not about getting you home. It's about getting you away from where you are.
Getting you out of
the traffic. If you want to get away from work,
yeah,
hit up Don's hot air balloon.
That's what I'm saying. Now, are you telling me that if there was a hot air balloon service where you could get like your, I don't know, your transport pass and just tap on and tap off,
yeah,
you wouldn't do it?
But there is that at the moment. I can sign up and go in a hot air balloon if I wanted to.
I just think hot air balloons are an underutilized resource in our society. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're overestimating how versatile they are. Okay. They don't do it at sunrise because it's pretty. It's like that's the only time they can do it.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Australia, you might be on the verge of hearing a radio first.
Yeah.
We are attempting to do the world's first radio broadcast from a roundabout.
Mm.
I know that doesn't sound that impressive, but radio's been around for a long time, and most of the firsts are taken, Dom. So we had to look in the bottom of that barrel and go, what's left down here?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. It's like going to the shops, you know, on Christmas Eve. All the good toys are taken. Yep. We're taking what's left. Now, we have been excited about the roundabout broadcast.
Yeah.
Our concern has been the legality of this all week. Can you broadcast from a roundabout?
We've heard mixed results. Some people saying it's okay. Other people reporting that they've had legal trouble relating to roundabouts before. Some people saying quite often people crash into roundabouts. How safe is it? We heard from podcaster Cam who said when he was on a roundabout once, the police actually came over and told him that they couldn't stand there. So that might make it hard to do a radio broadcast from it.
We've had questions. And the good news is, Zach, well, we've been chasing a resolution. Can we do this? Is it legally okay? And you're telling me we have a resolution tonight.
Well, we have a letter from our lawyers. We didn't ask for this. This has just shown up at the station. These are lawyers who represent the radio station.
Yep.
I assume what this letter will be is, great idea. Can we come watch?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And of course, before you even open it, yeah, I'm happy for the lawyers to come watch.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me at all. Let's see what the lawyers have said about our roundabout plan.
It looks very official here.
Great. Does it have a letterhead on it?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
It looks from the desk.
Did you rip
of the lawyers?
Did you rip part of the
lawyers? There's a little bit of a rip. I didn't do it intentionally. It was just how it came out of the envelope.
What do you got?
Dear Collective Down, it has come to the attention of the station's legal department that this program is planning to push the boundaries of outside broadcasting by going live from a roundabout. They've been listening.
That's great. It's great when your legal department listens to the show. That's lovely. Is it positive from there? I'm guessing so.
It sounds positive.
Great.
As you would be aware from our annual legal compliance training sessions,
oh dear,
the act of radio broadcasting is already a dangerous business, fraught with all sorts of legal perils from potential code breaches to defamation. yep. without adding to it the risk of traffic infringements, summary or otherwise.
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest. The letter's taken a turn.
It's taken a sharp turn. It has. Just like you need to do on a roundabout.
Well, hold on. So, well, no, continue, continue.
Hold on or continue. What would you like?
Go with continue. Sorry, I'm just processing. This is a shock to me.
The letter wraps up. Mm. You are therefore hereby advised that the broadcast of this program from any roundabout in any state or territory, either now or at any time in the future, is absolutely prohibited.
What?
Yours sincerely, Senior Corporate Counsel.
Okay. They weren't even man enough to put a name on there.
How do you know that's not someone's name?
You're saying that's somebody's name.
You might have just really offended someone in the legal department, baby.
I think that's outrageous. Come on.
It looks like, Dom, the dream of broadcasting from a roundabout is over.
Okay.
It looked good on Monday.
It did.
When Nelson brought it up and suggested that we do it. Reached out to us.
It's all done.
I think that means we can't go on. They told us we're legally not allowed to do it.
Do you know how I've been having dreams about roundabouts? I was so ready for this.
More than usual?
Yeah, maybe a little more than usual. Twice a week instead of once a week. I just think it's a real shame that the legal department would decide to come in and... I mean, we're not going to go against it, Zach. Like our contracts are hanging by a thread as it is.
I would describe it like that as well.
Yeah, I don't think it's in our best interests to challenge this. But what a real shame for the show, for the listeners. I mean,
our only hope is that over the weekend, like while travelling around a roundabout, they come full circle.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And they decide to go against... their ruling, but if they don't, I feel like that we can't push on.
I mean, we've got a few avenues, Zach. One is that we go to the Supreme Court and challenge the laws. We're going to the top, similar to what they do in the film The Castle, and challenge roundabout laws, traffic laws. That's an option.
Yeah.
Another option is we just accept this and move on.
I reckon we jump on the High Court's website
and
see if they're taking applications.
All right, we'll have a look at
that. We lock it in.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Delta Goodrum can't believe how good soccer players are at acting to get free kicks.
I really do enjoy it as a craft, and people who do it exceptionally well, it's a truly incredible craft to be able to do.
Also, MasterChef judge George Colombaris watched a World Cup match.
I had a faint idea of what it was about, did a little bit of research, and went, oh my God, that is really boring and dry.
And Donald Trump aggressively slide-tackled his opponent in a soccer game.
He broke his ass. Did you see that? He tried to pretend he wasn't hurt. That was adrenaline. Oh, did he hurt? Oh, was he hurt?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Just on the runway, we're gonna guess where you've come from.
On 13 10 60, this is a game for anyone on their way home from an airport. We believe by asking you three questions, we can figure out where you've just come from. Where are you coming home from?
Let's put this to the test, Zach. We have Ali, who I believe has just touched down in Melbourne Airport. Ali, I got the first question for you. Did you buy any souvenirs where you were?
I did not, no.
Okay, no, not a souvenir place. Souvenirs. I reckon, Zach, we can rule out France on that occasion, because I reckon if you go to France, you're buying an Eiffel Tower souvenir.
Ali, were there any connecting flights, or was it just one flight?
Just one.
One flight. Okay. It's interesting.
Ali, it's not overseas, I don't think. Or if it is overseas, it's a close one.
Ali, could you see water from your hotel room?
I could, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, Dom, that doesn't narrow it down. Like, most of the cities in Australia, you could see water from.
I know. That's a good point. But I'm thinking it's coastal. Okay. I'm going to say Ali's come from the Gold Coast.
Souvenirs.
Yeah.
One flight.
That's it. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm happy to back you in on that, Dom.
Ali, have you come from the Gold Coast?
I haven't, no.
Where was it?
Perth.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
That's a good. Plenty of water in Perth as well. I mean, I would personally never go to Perth and not get a souvenir, but that's just me.
What would you get?
Over in Perth?
Yeah.
I don't know. They got souvenirs of the new Optus Stadium? New big stadium over there?
Probably, but it's the connection's a bit dodgy. It keeps dropping out.
Some topical World Cup stuff. All right, Zach, we've got Lilith, who's just touched down in Brisbane. You got a question one for Lilith.
Lilith, did you need a travel agent for your trip?
No.
No travel agent. This was done by themselves, Dom.
Okay, Lilith, what currency did they use where you've come from?
The dollar.
The Australian dollar.
Correct.
Okay, all right, Zach, okay, so I've narrowed it down to a continent for you. You do the rest.
Oh, Dom. Was it a capital city? Of a state.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a capital city. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So it landed in Brisbane from a different capital city. There's only about five or six of them.
What do we got? We got Darwin. We got Hobart. We got Perth. We got Adelaide. We got Melbourne. We got Sydney. Maybe Canberra at a stretch.
I reckon Sydney.
You reckon Sydney? You Sydney's the safe bet. Everyone's coming to Sydney.
Closest one.
I was going to go Hobart, but you know what?
Hobart? No way.
Just a left field one. Lilith, you come from Sydney.
I did indeed.
Yes! Come on. All right, that's good news. Glad we didn't go Hobart. Beautiful place to visit, but fewer flights than Sydney,
what
I guess.
What souvenir would you get from Sydney?
Oh, it would have to be the Centrepoint Tower, wouldn't it?
Do you just collect buildings in souvenir form?
I'm building
a mini
city.
That's what I'm
doing.
At your house.
That's it.
Just a very complex Lego collection.
Fine, maybe I'd get an I Heart Sydney t-shirt.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good. Oh, what would you get then? What? Okay, someone. You think you're classier with your souvenirs than me?
No, I don't think I'm classier. I just think you're just going to say, I heart whatever city it is.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that's what souvenirs are. All right, let's see if we can go two tonight. We've got Claire, who's just touched down in Sydney. I got the first question for you, Claire. What continent was this, the place in?
It was in America.
Oh, okay. There we go. See, this is what I mean.
There we go.
All right, this opens it up, Zach. You got question two.
Okay, Claire. Where you came from, is it well known for film and TV?
TV, yes.
TV, yes. Film, maybe not. Okay. Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yeah.
I think I know what it is.
A specific TV show. Yeah. I'm being kind here.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Claire. We appreciate it.
A specific TV
show. I reckon.
I've got one more question.
I know, but I'm just speculating. Yeah. New York. That's what I'm thinking.
What's the Big Apple? What's the one show that's specifically famous for?
Well, there's a lot. Seinfeld would be the first one that comes to mind. How I Met Your Mother.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City.
All right. Okay. Well, I've got one more question for Claire. We've got to bring it home here on this, Claire. Was the place you've come from known as a city that never sleeps?
No, it's not the city that never sleeps. Claire,
we haven't guessed yet. That wasn't a guess. That was question
three. I'm going to say Los Angeles, Dom.
You're going to say Los Angeles.
You know, if it's not New York, it's going to be Los Angeles. That's where everyone's flying from.
Yeah.
If they're coming to Australia to New America, it has to be Los Angeles.
What show is Los Angeles specifically famous for?
I don't know. There's probably a lot of them.
Yeah. I reckon it's not, but I'll back you in. I was going to say it was, where's Breaking Bad shot? Albuquerque. I was going to say it's Albuquerque.
It's definitely not that.
All right, Claire, have you come from LA?
No, you were both wrong. It was San Francisco. Full House, guys.
Full House.
San Fran. Beautiful city, San Fran, Zach.
What souvenir would you get?
Well, you know what?
I heart SF.
I reckon I would.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Word of warning to anybody who decides to do a bit of a Facebook cull of their friends list, a bit of a clean out of the friends list, Zach. It can go poorly for you.
Well, you're telling me you did this recently.
I culled
all the people on your Facebook that you didn't recognise their name
picture. I think the general rule was if I haven't spoken to you in 5 years, you're gone.
But I think a lot of them you hadn't spoken to ever.
There were some.
Weren't they a few random ads left over from when adding people on Facebook was a little more liberal?
Oh, certainly.
It was a scattergun approach.
Certainly, it used to be much easier to get in, I'll say that, than it is now. Here's the thing though, Zach, is I culled about 400 friends. Went down from about 1,000 to 600.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when I told you that, you said you still think 600 is pretty generous.
Yeah. You don't know 600 people. I don't believe it.
How many do you reckon I do know?
For Facebook?
Yep.
300.
How many do you have?
I don't know, around that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, here's what happened, Zach. I culled the 400. It was going well. I was enjoying my new Facebook experience. It's nice to actually see in your news feed, by the way. Things, people you know, things you're interested in seeing. That's a nice change.
That's what it was meant to be. What were you seeing?
Just
strangers.
A lot of people I'd never seen before. It was bizarre. Anyway, I was at the shops today.
Yeah.
And I'm walking along and I make eye contact with someone who looks vaguely familiar. And then I realize it's someone I went to school with. They were a grade below me, but I kind of knew them at school. And you know when you've kind of, you don't want to talk to someone, you've got nothing to talk to them about, but you've made eye contact and you're walking towards them and you're in trouble now. You can't tap out of this. As I get closer, I realize he was one of the cull. Oh, dear. This could be awkward.
Oh, why would he notice that you've culled him in, I don't know, in 2 weeks?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But
you didn't apologize.
I didn't apologize.
Okay.
Well, I went up.
My word of advice here is don't bring it up.
Well, so I went over and we started chatting about what we've been up to in the, I think, 8 years since we chatted, near decades since we chatted. It's kind of awkward because, I mean, there's no real reason for us to talk to each other. We've intentionally chosen not to stay in touch, evidently.
Yeah.
Right? But we're filling some space. And then there's like 30 seconds where we're chatting. And then there's a bit of an awkward silence. And he said, why'd you delete me off Facebook? Right? And I knew, look, this is what I mean. I know you're like, he wouldn't notice. I knew someone would notice, Zach. Yep. I knew people would notice. I don't know why, but maybe what's come up, this is what my theory is, is that when my name came up as a suggested friend, Dom.
He's like,
right?
Well,
we're already friends, right? Now, I could have told him. There's numerous things I could have said. I could have said, well, it's because we haven't chatted in a decade. That's why I unfriended you.
I'm locking down my Facebook to people who I talk to.
He once tagged me, you know, those sunglasses spam posts?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great reason.
Well, there's another reason I could have said. Also, he regularly shares conspiracy theory videos.
Okay.
So there's a number of...
a lot of red flags.
I've got no issue. Look, have a conspiracy theory on the side if you want, but I don't want to see them every day in my feed.
Getting a bit much. Too many.
Right.
Everyone's allowed one conspiracy theory in Dom's world. You exceed that, you're out.
And so that's all the things I could have said. Instead, I said, it must have been a glitch. That's really bizarre.
You always go to glitch. The amount of times you've blamed an email glitch, a Facebook glitch, Instagram glitch, they don't glitch, mate. Very rarely does that happen.
Well, the good news for him is he's back in. He's been redrafted. He's been given a second chance. My question here is, how long do I have to wait now until I can cull him again?
Well, you can't now.
What, ever again?
No.
He's in for life.
Well, he obviously finds out very easily.
That's
and
true.
You can only blame a glitch so many times.
All right, I guess I got to get me a new pair of sunnies and get used to conspiracy theories then.
Get your tinfoil hat on.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Day or nay?
Dom, every day is national this, international that, so much so that I believe that you couldn't tell the difference between real days and fake days.
Yep.
That's why I have 3 days in front of me that have occurred this very day.
So we've got 5 minutes left of these days.
What is it, the 21st of June?
Yeah. All right, well, look, that's 5 minutes left to celebrate whatever day it is.
I have three in front of me. Two are real, one is fake. Your job is to pick the fake day.
All right, what do you got?
Our first one is Daylight Appreciation Day. A day to appreciate daylight.
Okay, well, you know why I think that's possible?
Why?
Because I know that we are near the winter solstice, which is like the shortest amount of daylight in the year. And that would mean in the northern hemisphere, they're near the summer solstice, the longest amount of daylight. That would make sense. They come up with that day there. That's a fair one. What else you got?
That one's international. Wouldn't it be northern hemisphere daylight appreciation
day? Do you know my theory? I reckon in the northern hemisphere, I don't think they think about us very much. I reckon we're getting forgotten by the northern hemisphere people. It's a bit offensive, actually.
Our second day, World Giraffe Day. Put your neck out for a giraffe.
Is this just to go and visit a giraffe?
When was the last time you thought of a giraffe?
So all I meant to do...
When was the last time you thought of a giraffe?
Well, right now. Do you mean before now? It would be years.
Yeah. Then you hear on the radio, it's World Giraffe Day, and you go, geez, I haven't thought about giraffes in a while. I wonder how they're doing. I search it on the internet.
Right.
Oh, they're not doing so well.
I
wonder if there's a charity I can donate to. I don't know, probably.
Is it about...
A lot of those animals, I feel like, are not doing so well.
Yeah. No, we've ruined the planet, but that's a sidebar. So is it like an awareness thing? Just being aware of giraffes today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like in a way of like, make sure, be aware on the roads. Like, you're not going to see one. It's just like...
Can I just say, if they did have giraffe day, this one's real. It is a shame they don't just release giraffes on the street.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not. That's not a shame. That's the right idea. Okay. That's the right decision.
The last one is International Garlic Bread Day. Perfect for a side to pasta or pizza or just on its own. International Garlic Bread Day.
I feel like I've heard about Garlic Bread Day before. I feel like I've been to a pizza restaurant in the past on International Garlic Bread Day and they all sang a song.
I reckon that's like every second Friday they say that just to get people to buy the garlic bread. Yeah. It's International Garlic Bread Day. Garlic bread costs twice as much today as well.
Well, they said there was a traditional garlic bread song which they sang.
What was it?
I don't remember it word for word, but it was something
Give it a bit of a go.
You take garlic, you take bread, you put them together. Yeah, garlic bread. What do you think?
All right, so we have 3 days. two are real, one is fake. Which is which?
Well, I reckon, I think I've heard of World Garlic Bread Day. Going to keep that. I reckon Daylight Appreciation Day makes sense with the solstices. I think you've made up Giraffe Day.
Incorrect. So offensive to the giraffes of the world, Dom. International Garlic Bread Day was the one I made up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Giraffe Day's real. Summer. Daylight Appreciation Day's real. I know you wouldn't have celebrated with your white, pasty skin, with your vitamin D deficiency. That's not a joke. Actually diagnosed.
Yeah, I got a blood test. Didn't have enough vitamin D.
So you should celebrate. You should jump on the back of a giraffe and get out in the sun.
There's 3 minutes left. Let's go celebrate some giraffes. That is all we've got time for tonight. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. We'll see you Monday at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.